Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Fridley. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hector Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Dobson. And now, play ball. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fridley. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to home to get Minoso. Robinson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fridley takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosen. Dobson moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to second for the out. Dobson moves to third. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fridley strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Chico Carrasquel. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Miranda now playing shortstop. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 3 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Easter reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fridley takes first base on ball four. Easter moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and tags Easter, for the out. Rosen moves to third. Fridley moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Don Nicholas pinch runs for Eddie Robinson. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.